Got me some good self-care items and things like that. And I was like, let me go record. All right, I'm in an awesome mood. Let me go record. Let me come drop some gems for y'all. So today, all right, we are talking about dreams. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the CWT podcast. It's your girl, T. If you are new, welcome, welcome, and welcome again. I'm in such a really good mood. I got my coffee, y'all. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Yeah, we're gonna get right into it. So, first and foremost, right, I just realized that I have yet to do an episode on spirituality. So, I'm actually gonna do a part two to this for this season because I feel like our dreams, they're so important, and your dreams tell you everything that you need to know. Like, a lot of the stuff that plays out in your life, you know, when you get ready to hit the hay, or, you know, when you get ready to lay down, hit the sack, right, go to sleep, a lot of that is in your subconscious. And so it's trying to bring it to your consciousness. So it plays out in your dreams. So I definitely want to talk about this. I'm also going to talk about ways to help you recall. So, like, using crystals, having a notebook, tea, some herbs that also help with dream recollection. All right. So if you are someone who has experienced some vivid dreams, or you find yourself stuck trying to decode what your dream is trying to tell you, listen, I'm about to tell you everything you need to know right now. So let's chat. All right, so a really common dream that I know that a lot of people have is dreams of cars, or dreaming of yourself driving. So typically, these dreams have to do with control, right? When we drive in our real life and our waking life, right, we have control over the car, where we have control over the steering wheel. But yeah, that's where you have to, what am I saying? Driving a car in your dreams is definitely going to reveal the thoughts and feelings about who, or maybe like what is controlling your life. We have control over the speed, things of that nature. So this dream is a message to look at where in your lives you have control, right? Where in your lives are you, you know, you're in full control of that aspect of your life? Or where in your life do you need to maybe let go of control, right? This is where you have to use your discernment. Like, okay, this is out of my control. I don't need to stress over this anymore. I don't need to worry about this anymore. I'm sorry, I'm getting like a whole bunch of questions. Are the roads bumpy? Or do you maybe see some potholes in the dream? Do you see any types of signs? Like, pay attention to that type of stuff. Yeah, you want to look and see where in your life you have control, or maybe you're being a control freak, right? You're trying to control everybody, or you keep trying to control every area and aspect of your life, and it can weigh down on you because you can't control everything. You cannot have control over everything. And so when you're stressing yourself out trying to control every aspect of your life, or have control over everything, or try to have so many situations under control, you know, that plays out in your dream because, like, you can't control a lot of things. Are the roads, like, smoothly paved? Like, what's going on? Another thing you want to look at when you have these dreams, right? Is there something that's driving you crazy and you need to let it go? Also, so if someone is trying to control you in real life, you know, you might see them in the dream, they're driving and you are in the passenger seat. So stop letting them try to control you, basically. And yeah, so definitely these dreams want you to get control of your life, and definitely talks about how in or out of control you feel. Driving is all about getting to a destination. So you're going from one place to one place. Be clear on your goals and your destination in life. Like, where are you trying to go on this journey? Like, where is it that you want to go? Next, we have dreaming about running, or dreaming that you're being chased, right? I researched and found out that dreams about being chased is common for people who have anxiety. Listen, okay? So if you are someone who finds yourself very anxious all the time, I'm sorry, but you can't probably shake this dream. And you ever be running in your dream and you be running mad slow? I have yet to talk to somebody who runs fast in their dream. Like, I feel like you're just bound to be running slow. Why do we run so slow in our dreams? Like, I'm trying to be a runner, a track star. She a runner, she a track star. But no, I be running like a snail, basically. I be running like a turtle. It's crazy. So basically, running dreams, right? So someone could be chasing you. This could be a person maybe that you knew, or maybe that you don't know who that is. It could be a monster, or it could be something chasing you. I vividly remember all my dreams of being chased. And it's always somebody that's like, are you afraid of embracing change, right? Maybe you're afraid of change. And when you think about that throughout the day and it's time for you to go to sleep, you know, that's what is chasing you. That's what you're ultimately like running away from? Or are you afraid to set boundaries? That's also something that's going to pop up in your dreams. So definitely examine your fears, or examine the things that you're afraid to deal with, or the person you may be afraid to deal with. And it can also talk about a feeling or maybe emotion that you're not ready to confront yet. Chase me with a knife, so like a murderer or something. So I've had dreams where I was running from a monster or a murderer, and dreams where you're being chased or where you're running, these tend to refer to some person or maybe a problem that we're running from in our real life, right? So let's dissect, right? So what situation are you running away from in real life? You could be running away from something you fear, right? What is it that you're afraid of? What is it something that is like your biggest fear that plays out in your real life? And, you know, and your dream is telling you that you have to face this fear. Like, don't run away from it. Run towards it. I remember my first major, like, running dream. It was so vivid. I was running from a murderer. Well, I don't know if he's gonna murder me, but he did have a knife. So, and this happened last year before I actually started my podcast. And, you know, now that it's in fruition, I'm actually doing it, you know, I realized that it was something that I was afraid to do. I was afraid to take that first step and do it. There could also be something that's painful that you need to address. Maybe you're afraid of breaking things off with someone because you don't want to hurt their feelings, right? Is there, you know, a painful or a traumatic experience that you are avoiding having to unpack? So if there's something you're avoiding, like, best believe it's going to show up in your dreams. And like I said, like, what you're going through in life, in your real life, when you're awake, you're doing whatever you have to do, whatever you're dealing with, it's going to show up in your dreams. You know, because ultimately your spirit guides, your guardian angels, God, Allah, the universe, the divine, whoever you believe in, right? They're not doing this to scare you or to like punish you, right? They genuinely want to help you unpack those thoughts and feelings, and they want you to heal and move forward rather than to continue to live with this pain and with this trauma. Okay. So another common dream that I think that we all tend to have are dreams about zombies. Zombie dreams, okay? Zombie dreams can be very scary. They're not as scary as they used to be, at least not for me. I feel like a lot of dreams that would be scary to someone, it's not to me, because I've had so much of them and it's been very helpful to have these dreams. But yeah, so a zombie dream is not as scary as it may seem. Oh, but you know what? I actually like zombie movies and stuff like that in real life, so maybe that's why it doesn't faze me in my dream. This can also refer to you handling a problem that you were stressed out about. And so zombies definitely have to do with transformation, like I said, energy, and it can also refer if you're stressed out. So zombie dreams are one of the few dreams, or a few types of dreams, that indicate that transformation is coming your way and that you're going to be embarking on a new journey. And this journey is going to look different for everyone, right? Maybe you are someone who is starting your spiritual journey like I was, or maybe a journey as a new mother or father, right? You're starting parenthood. This can also look as journey as a business owner, right? You said, fuck that 9-to-5. And now look at you. You got your own business, right? And I got bit in the leg by one, but nothing like happened to me. Like, I don't know. Maybe the dream was trying to tell me like you're worried about this for nothing. These zombies are going to show up if you're feeling stressed. So I had this dream actually when I was very stressed out and I was worried about what was going on. And, you know, I think a week later after I had that dream, whatever I was worried about, it didn't even come into fruition. Like, I find myself, and it feels like me, we worry so much about something, and then the shit doesn't even happen. And then you're like, why was I so worried? That is my life, for the most part. I find myself thinking out these crazy scenarios, and they don't come true. You're starting a new career, right? You were doing something that you didn't really want to do, and now you're finally doing what you want to do, right? You're on this new journey of searching for a new home or your apartment hunting, right? This journey is going to look different for everyone. So then next, dreaming of water. Water dreams are very common for me. So if you are stressing in life, you know, that zombie dream is going to tell you to chill out. You need to relax. And whatever you're stressing about, it's going to get handled. You're going to be all right, whatever the outcome is. But yeah, you're not someone who really deals with your emotions. And water dreams are very common for me, but I feel like my water dreams are always so fun. I'm either dreaming about being at a water park, I'm either dreaming about having a pool party. I've had plenty of pool party dreams, and they were always so fun. It's crazy. And another water dream. I think I was on like a cruise ship or something, but it's always been like pool parties, or I'm at some sort of like water park. Water symbolizes life and, most importantly, our emotions, right? How are you managing your emotions, right? Are you not dealing with your emotions? Are you kind of sweeping things under the rug? Right? Is your throat chakra blocked up? Are you unable to speak freely about your feelings and your concerns? Are you being silenced? Right? How does that look for you? Water dreams typically mean you're trying to cope with your emotions, and these could be positive or negative emotions. But if it is negative, you definitely want to sit with yourself and evaluate your emotions, right? Why are you feeling these negative emotions or these negative feelings? You're really being asked to get to the root of these feelings and these emotions, right? Especially if they're negative. So what is making you think or feel this way? So your dreams, right? They want you to get in touch with your feelings to better understand yourself. And when you dream of swimming, also, this means that you're going with the flow of life. Okay, when I first had my laundry dream, I couldn't believe it, and it just felt so real. But laundry, when we're washing our clothes, right? We're trying to clean up, right? We're getting rid of dirt and nastiness, and we're just getting rid of things that are just yucky, right? We're ultimately going through this purification process. This coffee is so good. All right, so another common dream is dreaming of doing your laundry. So laundry has a lot of different meanings, and depending on the context of your dream. I was doing my laundry or having my laundry dream. I had my Tide detergent. I had my laundry basket, the one with wheels. So I was like rolling it around. And then I had two boxes of dryer sheets. And I'm gonna do another episode because numbers in your dream are also very important. So the number two was something that stuck out to me. And yeah, change can't happen unless you take that first step, right? So this dream is a positive omen, and it hints at change, right? What do you need to clean up in your life? Or what do you need to wash away and let go of, right? For me, I needed to spend time cleaning up my act, right? Getting rid of my egotistical ways, shedding habits that were harmful and that were ultimately like holding me back. Another thing with laundry, if you see yourself folding clothes or you're putting clothes away, after further research, this implies that you need to relax, okay? Remember what I was telling you about worrying about shit that never happens, like you stress out over the outcome, and 9 times out of 10, it doesn't even happen. So you need to relax. The dream is telling you to just be more calm about what's going on. And also, when you're putting away laundry, it indicates you're putting your worries to rest and trying to remain calm, right? You're putting them away. You're putting your worries to rest. You're giving your worries and you're casting your burdens onto God, whatever the case may be for you, right? You're not worrying about it anymore. Dreaming of laundry, cleaning your clothes, purification, represents your inner healing too. You find yourself feeling anxious all the time, right? And think about what brings negativity to your life, or who brings negativity to your life, because there are some negative people. There are some negative people who try to bring BS to your life, right? And they could ultimately be the reason behind your anxiety. So this is gonna look different for everybody. I don't know, your mom could be bringing negativity to your life. I don't want to tell you to cut your mother off, so I'm not gonna say that. But maybe you need to set some boundaries, because if your mother is bringing negativity to your life, cut her off. All right, let her go. You don't need any of that. Dreams about death or dreams about funerals. So I've actually had a few death dreams. So funeral dreams represents, acknowledging that something in your life has ended, right? I'm constantly going through a death and a rebirth like every other month, or shit, every other week, every other day. But the most recent one I had was a death dream, or funeral dreams don't literally mean that that person is gonna die, or you can even see yourself in a dream that's like in the casket dead, or maybe you died in your dream some sort of way. And finally, funeral dream. It doesn't necessarily mean or hint that you're going to die. It's just something in your life has ended, or a part of you maybe has died. And you could take that any kind of way, I would say, because maybe, a part of you has died in a sense where you used to love doing all this, you used to love doing all that, you used to hang out with these people, but now maybe you're not doing that anymore. You're not doing what you love, and a part of you has died. Or it could be in a sense of a part of you has died. Maybe there are some things that you used to do or some things you used to feel about yourself, and you had to let it go. going through these moments of transformation and change, is this something that very much comes naturally to me in a way? Also, for funeral dreams, it can also reflect your feelings of, you know, grieving for people who have died in your real life, right? Like I said, your subconscious is constantly trying to heal you. So a lot that you go through in real life is going to appear in your dreams. So you could be maybe just experience the death of a loved one. And so your dreams, you know, is trying to heal you with that. And it might be a little bit scary or traumatic, but it's just your subconscious trying to heal you. Funerals and death, typically it means, you know, a new start, new journey, transformation. I have dreams about snakes. Snakes is also another one that deals with transformation or healing, right? Also, snake dream can be something that's literal, right? So you might have a snake around you. You know, somebody that's an op, somebody who doesn't have pure intentions with you, like they don't have your best interest at heart. So it could be that type of thing too, like they're not doing right by you. So pay attention to that. Fighting dreams could be kind of disturbing, at least for me. Like I said, I'm not a fighter, y'all. I'm a lover. I don't be trying to fight. Fighting dreams, they normally symbolize some type of blockage in our life or something that's preventing us from progressing or making progress and making moves moving forward towards our goal. I'm gonna do my best in real life if I ever got into a fight. Dreams about fighting, right? So you could be dreaming about seeing two people fight, or you could be dreaming about yourself fighting. A lot of my dreams, when I was like going through it, yo, I was getting whooped. And I don't know, I'm not a fighter in real life, I guess. I've never been in a fight before, so I can't tell you if I'm going to be going out sad like I do in my dreams, because I'd be going out sad, like preventing you from moving forward or getting to hit your goal. So definitely, if you were somebody that is, maybe you won the fight, yo, what in your life is holding you back? What in your life preventing you from moving on to your goals? Ultimately, that's what it means. Fighting dreams don't mean that you're going to get into a fight in real life, unless you about that life and you just be fighting, then maybe. But typically, fighting dreams have to do with, you know, you're fighting to move forward. You might have some type of hardships or obstacles or some type of difficulty that is, you know, what do you need to do to get where you need to be ultimately. Also internally, like if you see yourself fighting yourself in your dream, what is it that is going on? Like what part of you are you fighting? Also, when you think about that too, I would definitely say that means you're going to be successful with hitting an obstacle, or no, hitting your goal and getting over whatever is blocking you. Alrighty, so let's talk about interpreting our dreams and ways that we can help, or things that can help us remember our dreams. So one of the big things is crystals, right? So a few crystals that are helpful are howlite, celestite, dream quartz, and azurite, and also a purple amethyst. So I've actually used the purple amethyst, and oh my god, my dreams have been crystal clear and intense. But amethysts, they're awesome for crown chakras, opening your third eye, and possibly even lucid dreaming. I'm gonna try it out and I'm gonna update y'all, because I do love drinking tea. So I feel like it allowing messages from the spiritual realm to come in easier. Purple amethysts also help for insomnia. So if you find yourself having trouble going to sleep, I definitely recommend a purple amethyst. Is one of my favorite crystals, actually. This might help, although I don't really have trouble remembering my dreams, to be honest. I used to type on my notes app in my phone, but I feel like when I'm actually laying in bed for a second and everything is starting to come to me, I find that I recall better writing down in my notebook, or because I have a dream journal, or you can use like a pen and pad or even sticky notes or something next to you, so that when you wake up, you know, it's right next to you in your bed already, or it's on your nightstand. So definitely notebooks, a notepad, and definitely a pen and paper. So yeah, when you first wake up, lay in bed. Do not get up and pee. Please don't get up and pee. Don't do nothing else. Just lay in bed and allow yourself to remember. And just write everything that comes to mind. You know, and also throughout the day, I know that sometimes people will say things to me and I'm like, hold up, I dreamt about that. So also be mindful of that. If something happens throughout the day where someone like triggers a memory for you, write that down. That typically happens because I write everything down, which brings me to my next point. A notebook. Keep a notebook next to your bed. So yeah, make sure you're writing everything down. Also an herb that's good for, you know, bad dreams or nightmares if you're someone that suffers from nightmares a lot. And it helps your dreams also is rosemary. I haven't tested rosemary out. I'm also doing research on that, but I am going to try it out and I'm going to let you guys know how it works for me. But if you want to try it out on your own, definitely do your research. And if you have used mugwort or you have used rosemary, please let me know. And if you know of any other herbs or any other teas or crystals that are good for dream recollection or nightmares, insomnia, things of that nature, please let me know. I would love to know if it worked out for you and what was your experience with that as well. Also, some awesome websites that help you interpret your dreams are www.dreamdictionary.org and auntieflow.com. Honestly, that website is amazing. And I feel like she has so many interpretations, like, of everything you can think of. Like, any dream you could think of. A dream of you freaking standing in line. Or a dream of you walking down the street. Like, there's a meaning. There is a meaning to every dream you can possibly think of. No? So we're going to move on to tea. So I have heard, and I'm still doing research on it, but I've heard that mugwort is awesome for dream work. Alrighty, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all the love and support that y'all show. We have, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to do an extra episode. So the season is going to end on August. What's that Wednesday? Season one. So August 4th will be the final episode, and I'll probably do another dream episode because we'll be having so many dreams, or I'll be having so many dreams, and I would love to help you guys, like, decode what your dreams are trying to tell you. So yeah, the season finale will be on Wednesday, August 4th, so be on the lookout for that at 5, okay? And you don't want to miss it. And yeah, please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a rating and review. I will leave the link in my description box also. And yeah, don't forget to follow and subscribe, okay? Join the family. It's also follow me and talk with me on Instagram at the CWT podcast, and also my personal Instagram, which is life with T basically. I'm really excited for season 2. Like, I'm gonna have so many collabs. It's so many people that I want to talk to and everything. I am excited, okay? We're leveling up, okay? We're about to be doing so much more. I want so much more for myself. I want so much more for my podcast, and I really want to give you guys the best of the best, okay? I really truly do. But yeah, stay tuned for a part 2 on dreams and their meanings. I'm definitely going to give you guys a part 2 for this one because, listen, there is just so much that be going on with our dreams, and I want to reassure you that your dreams aren't always as scary as they may seem. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay up to date on everything. It's chatwithtea.com. I will see you all in the next episode of Chat with Tea.